Trainspotting, the original film, came out in 1996. And it was, of course, an immediate critical and cult hit. Based on Irvin Welsh's desperately sordid novel of the same name, the film did for heroin what Charles Bukowski did for alcoholism. 21 years later, and the sequel has arrived, once more helmed by Danny Boyle. Now, he's in town for the launch of T2, T2 Trainspotting, as the film is called, and 2SER's own Kevin Suarez grabbed a little bit of time with him on the red carpet.
When you first filmed Trainspotting, were you expecting it to end up becoming a cultural phenomenon that it did?
No, I mean, you can't imagine or predict or even hope. You know, it was beyond hope, really. I mean, you hope your films are a success. But to imagine on that kind of scale, you've just no idea that it will ever turn out like that. We're delighted that it did. And obviously, it changed for all of us. I think it changed our careers. It was a big stepping stone for all of us. So it was lovely to get everybody back together again. And we all felt a kind of duty to kind of honour the original, really, in some kind of way, really. There's obviously a danger that you disappoint the fans, because when you do go back to a film that's very precious to people, you have to make sure it's good, otherwise you'll get killed, you know. So thankfully it seems to be okay and people seem to like it. There's relief. Mostly people's first reaction is relief that it's okay, so I don't mind that as a first reaction.
And so when you were filming T2 Trainspotting, you had the legacy of the original behind you. What was the filming conditions like? Were there any differences between the two?
What, no?
Yeah.
Well, we had a bit more money. We didn't take an enormous amount of money because, again, we felt it would disrespect the original to suddenly go all luxurious, and it wouldn't be right for the kind of characters they are. So we took a kind of very modest level of money, a lot more money than the first one, but we had nothing then. That was like peanuts then. Anyway, so we had money. The actors didn't get paid very much. Everybody was on the same. We kind of operated like a co-op. Everybody's got a share of the back end if it's a success. So that felt very good to do it that way. Nobody was kind of cashing in on the original before it was released. Once it's released, if it's successful, everybody will benefit from it. And that's a lovely way to do it, actually. You know, it's the best way to do it if you can. Because it keeps everybody off your back, originally. Because they're not spending that much money. They know they'll make their money back, the studio. So they just leave you alone, you know, and you can make the film you want to make. And indeed, the film you'll see tonight is the film we wanted to make, for sure.
And so the original and now T2 Trainspotting are famous for being black comedy dramas. But how did you end up trying to balance the two between comedy and drama?
Yes, it is. It's a kind of, there's a wit in the characters, which is crucial. And the actors recognise they're all good at comedy. They can just, I mean, they're drama actors, but they know how to do comedy like that when it's necessary. So it's funny. There's some good, funny stuff in it. Finding that balance, it's partly in the script, partly in the way the actors perform. You just find that you don't think about it like on a piece of paper. You don't think, oh, it's getting a bit serious now, or oh, it's getting a bit lighthearted now. You kind of go with the flow, really. Films are made in the editing. They're not really made beforehand. They're not even really made on the day. What you should get is as much variation as possible on the day, and then make your mind up in the editing. It's usually the best way to do it, actually. You know, because it's, the film emerges, the chrysalis reveals itself in during the editing. You pack it with as much as you can get in the story writing and then the shooting, and then see, and then you come to the edit, and it's a different beast. And this one was, for sure, you know.
2SER's Kevin Suarez there, sharing a couple of lines with T2 director Danny Boyle.